USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A U.S. Army trainee is now in custody after he allegedly hijacked a school bus filled with kids in South Carolina. They said the 23-year-old left Fort Jackson this morning armed with a rifle and jumped on the bus, telling the driver to take him to the next town. Eventually, he let the bus driver and kids go and continued driving before he was arrested. Officials believe he was trying to get back home to New Jersey. President Biden continuing to sell his infrastructure plan, the president spending time in Lake Charles, Louisiana on Thursday, greeting the president in Louisiana, Republican Senator Bill Cassidy, who chatted with the president about his infrastructure plan.
I think the president mentioned some project that may not be included in ours, but nothing was like non-negotiable.
USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.